Hello everyone and welcome to the Child of the Library podcast, where we discover the words on our shelves and in our hearts. I hope you all have been doing well. I cannot believe where the first half of the year went. Where has it gone? I can't believe it's already over. How am I standing in regards to my reading goals? I don't really know. I have the feeling that once I finish all the books that I'm currently reading on my Kindle or audio, I will have made a significant jump towards my reading goal. I am in the middle of, I think, 4 or 5 books. Some for my book club, some for buddy reads, some personally picked, but I really enjoy them all, so hopefully I will still be into them once I have reached the end. But today's episode is actually not about my mid-year reading check-in, but rather I perused my shelves and TBR lists and looked what I could highlight to match some lovely new trinkets that I got, because this episode is yet again in partnership with Medaya Jewelry. I partnered with them before, earlier this year, and their pieces really have become a staple in my daily outfits. I love wearing them so much because they really have some extraordinary and special designs in stock. They really do aim to offer affordable, dainty, and ready-to-go jewelry. They were so kind and let me choose a couple of pieces, and I was so happy because I found some great designs that I had been on the hunt for in a similar fashion over the past few months. So I was really, really stoked about that. They look so gorgeous, worn on their own, but they can also be so easily layered. And Medaya is always up to speed with the new trends because they release new product lines every week. They yet again gave me a 25% discount code. It is MARE25 and you can redeem it on their official website. I will put the link in my show notes for your easy access. So thank you so much to Medaya for partnering with me on this episode again. And without further ado, I would suggest that we head into the books and take a closer look at the jewelry. Starting off first, I got the snowman earrings, and just like its name, they are shaped out of 2 bulbs, so to say. One is gold and the other is pearl, stacked on top of each other, just like a little snowman. And I find them really, really cool because they are a little bigger, but still close to your earlobe for just a little bit of a statement effect. And I think I will wear them for an important presentation that I have coming up this month. To sort of stay in the work mindset for me, the book that I'm matching with the earrings is The It Girl by Ruth Ware, or The College if you directly translate it from German. I was recently in Zurich for work, and while waiting at the airport, I went into the bookshop there, of course, as you do. And this is not like one of those typical airport bookshops. This is like a proper bookstore. Zurich Airport is really, really great for shopping, I found out. And there they had some blind dates with books. So the book itself was wrapped like a little present, and there is just a little tag on it that gives you a few prompts of what the story is about. And I really love getting books when I travel somewhere for work, because then there are memories attached and it makes them even more special. Just a bit like when you wear jewelry to a special occasion. Every time you look at the jewelry, the memories come back. Honestly, jumping back to the book, the cover is very German in its design. It has a really cool texture to it, but the artwork is very foreboding, maybe that is a good word. And then it is combined with like bright yellow writing. Very interesting choices were made here. I will put a picture in my Instagram podcast story highlight. But the prompts given on the little card sounded so cool because they were glamour, passion, and murder in the holy halls of Oxford. Sounded pretty intriguing to me, and because I got it on a work trip, it was the perfect match for me personally with the snowman earrings. Then to match the earrings, I got the so-called Orbit Pearl Ring. And yet again, the name matches perfectly because on top of the golden ring sits another horizontal ring, you could say, and on top of that sits the pearl. So it's just like a planet rotating in its orbit. And of course, when you think about that, the first thing that comes to mind is science fiction. And while I really do enjoy science fiction, there are still so many great stories and also series that I need to explore, because while I really did enjoy what I read so far, it is not a genre that I gravitate towards throughout the entire year. So I looked through my TBR and found a series, and especially the first book in the series, that I would love to match with that. And that is Leviathan Wakes, which is the first book in the Expanse series by James S.A. Corey. When you look the book up regarding its plot, this is actually what it says. Humanity has colonized the solar system Mars, the moon and the asteroid belt and beyond, but the stars are still out of their reach. Jim Holden runs from the rings of Saturn to the mining stations of the belt. When he and his crew stumble upon a derelict ship, they find themselves in possession of a secret they never wanted. A secret that someone is willing to kill for, and kill on a scale unfathomable to Jim and his crew. War is brewing in the system unless he can find out who left the ship and why. Detective Miller is looking for a girl. One girl in a system of billions, but her parents have money and money talks. When the trail leads him to the Scopoli and rebel sympathizer Holden, he realizes that the girl may be the key to everything. Holden and Miller must thread the needle between the Earth government, the outer planet revolutionaries and secretive corporations, and the odds are against them. But out in the belt, the rules are different, and one small ship can change the fate of the universe. I think that sounds really, really cool. There is also a great TV show adaptation I've heard. We started to watch the first episode, but I really do feel that it's probably better if I read the book first to have all of the context needed. And I heard so many incredible things about the book series, how very intricate it is, how great the world building is. I think if you just heard the summary of what's going on in the plot, you can really tell that there's so much going on and there's so much political intrigue, and it's so great because all of the different worlds, all of the different planets, they have their own rules, so you have a lot of possibilities as an author to actually do that. And if the series is really as great as everyone says, and I like it just as much, I am very, very stoked to have memory attached to the Orbit Pearl Ring. The third piece that I got kindly sent was the Oval Jade Necklace, which is just timeless. And while I have always been a lover of blue clothing in all shades, really, I recently updated my wardrobe and it now also features earthy tones, which I just love to combine with green and gold jewelry pieces. So this necklace with its gold-framed jade oval is just perfect for that occasion. And also my husband's favorite color is green. And when you hear jade in the name of a jewelry piece, to be honest, the first book that came to my mind that I still have not read, and I know it's really bad because I really, really wanted to do that, but I started prioritizing other things, but I think I really take this as a sign to get my stuff together and finally read it. And that is Jade City, the first book of the Green Bone Saga by Fonda Lee. I heard only good things about it. It's a trilogy. I have heard, and that is very important and probably also very interesting for you guys, the trilogy ends in a very strong way. Usually when you have these great trilogies, the first book is incredible, the second one, if you're lucky, is very good as well, and then the third one is good, okay, but sometimes when the trilogy is ending, you feel like something is missing, but apparently with this trilogy, that is not the case. You will have a wonderful ending, not saying that everything is going to be good, that is going to end and that you will like everything, but everything will have a very good closure, and that Fonda Lee apparently did a really, really good job in closing everything off. So That is definitely a good start to go from. And also this really encouraged me to wait for like shorter series, like trilogies, for example, to be finished before I read them, because everyone who's been following my, for example, Goodreads account or my social media accounts, you will know that I'm like a big completionist when it comes to series. So when I start a series, I usually really try to read it quickly after each other to be able to say I read the series. And usually when I enjoy it, that's really not an issue because my head is so deep into the world, and I really really love that if you are able to binge series, maybe a bit like, for example, when you try to do the same with TV show adaptations. But The Jade City is really really a strong candidate for a next highlight series that I'm going to read. And if you would describe it, it's probably something along those lines what I found. Jade City is a gripping Godfather-esque saga of intergenerational blood feuds, vicious politics, magic, and kung fu. The Call family is one of two crime syndicates that control the island of Kikon. It's the only place in the world that produces rare magical jade, which grants those with the right training and heritage superhuman abilities. The Green Bone clans of honorable, jade-wearing warriors once protected the island from foreign invasion. But nowadays, in a bustling post-war metropolis full of fast cars and foreign money, Green Bone families like the Coles are primarily involved in commerce, construction, and the everyday upkeep of the districts under their protection. When the simmering tension between the Coles and their greatest rivals erupts into an open violence in the streets, the outcome of this clan war will determine the fate of all Green Bones and the future of Kikon itself. Yes, that's exactly my vibe. And I think now you really have a good understanding of why I think that this is going to be a great trilogy, and also why it was so easy for me in my head to match it with jade jewelry. And so, of course, when you have a necklace, you also want to have a matching earring set. So the last piece that I got works just perfectly with the necklace, and those are the green jade hoop earrings. Dainty gold hoops with a round jade pendant. And the book that I match with that, yet again, has jade in the title because it is Jade Via Gold by June C.L. Tan. And this is what we are going to encounter in the book. In an empire on the brink of war, An is no one, with no past and no family. Alton is a lost heir, his future stolen away as a child. When they meet, Alton sees in An a path to reclaiming the throne. An sees a way to finally unlock her past and understand her arcane magical abilities. But they may have to pay a far deadlier price than either could have imagined. Ferocious action, shadowy intrigue, and a captivating romance collide in June C.L. Tan's debut, a stunning homage to the Xianxia novel with a tender, beating heart. So as you can see, maybe there's a trend here of me really liking those sort of underdog stories would take place in a probably Asian-inspired environment where you have jade as like a key component of the magical system or the payment system or something along those lines. I think jade is really such a very beautiful stone. I remember when I was in China back in the day, when I was living there, the mum of my English teaching child, she had this jade hoop bangle that she was wearing on her wrist. And one time when we had friends come over, it was an extended family meeting, so to say. There was this young woman of 24 who also had a jade bangle that she got from her mother because the bangle really reminded her of her. And it is really something like, not like an heirloom, but let's say a tradition that is very prevalent in the Asian countries, especially in China, that a mother is handing over a jade bangle to the daughter to put it on, and they are so tight that usually you don't just take them off, so you wear them the entire time. And the bangle is supposed to protect you, and I always found that to be such a lovely tradition, and I really, really strongly resonated with that, and I found it very, very nice. So this is probably also an influence why I really love, on the one hand, jade jewelry, but on the other hand, also books that really play with that raw material. So these are all the pieces that I kindly got from Madaya in partnership for this episode. Thank you so much, and don't forget to use my discount code MARE25 for 25% off their collections. All information on that is linked in the show notes. I hope that the books matched with the jewelry pieces inspired you, and if a piece reminds you of another book, please do let me know and tell me what your favorite styles are, because I'm always curious to see how others incorporate jewelry into their wardrobe. Just write me an email to childofthelibrary@gmail.com or a direct message over on Instagram @childofthelibrary. And until next time, I hope that we discover the words on our shelves and in our hearts. Bye!